Me.
And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Lyle Belquist from the Coastal Tagging Program and Elena Sedal from Sport Fishing Association of California. You're going to have some great action right here on Let's Talk Hookup. This is going to be an awesome show, and we have some special guests joining us, too. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, great show for you today.
Yeah, no doubt.
We are full. We're wide open today here on Let's Talk Hookup. Our good friends Lyle and Elena are here. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you guys. Of course, Lyle, you run the Coastal Tagging Program. Tell us about the Coastal Tagging Program.
Yeah, it's called the Coastal Angler Tagging Cooperative. We started it in 2012, and we're focusing on tagging calico bass, sand bass, and spotted bay bass, mostly around the San Diego area. But we expanded north and did a bunch of tagging off Orange County and Long Beach as well. Excuse me. And that went for a couple of years till 2015, and we got a ton of good information from all that tagging work. And then the funding for that project ended, so we had a couple-year gap, but we just got brand-new funding to be part of a statewide program that includes five different universities in different regions across the state. And now instead of just tagging the basses, we're tagging everything, so we're expanding species, and we're sampling inside and outside of marine protected areas up and down the entire state. Wow. Yeah, so we can get data on what's going on inside and outside those MPAs.
When you say everything, that means everything that swims within this coastal zone?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, rockfish,
yeah,
halibut.
So we're tagging rockfish,
yeah,
halibut,
cool.
Bass, everything.
Great.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I was pretty excited to catch one of your bass.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow, I caught one of your bass.
That's right, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. And I'm sure a lot of anglers have caught your bass out there because you've tagged how many?
We tagged about 16,000 bass in that in that two and a half year period. And then we've tagged another couple thousand rockfish because we were doing a cowcod tagging project sort of on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've just started this new portion of the statewide sampling, and we've done a half a dozen trips, so we've tagged a few hundred fish so far. So all in all, you know, close to 20,000 fish now.
That's a lot of fish. And how has been the data return? What's the recapture rate and such?
For calico bass, it's incredible. So usually you get 2 to 3%, maybe 4% recapture rate on a good project. And we've been getting 10, 11, 12% recapture rate.
So there's been like 1,000-plus fish recaptured.
With the rockfish combined, we're probably at about 1,500 recaptures. We get a recapture every other day called into the lab.
Really?
Yeah. We have a smartphone app you can use. It's called Catch Reporter. You can call the phone number on the tag, or you can go to the website, cooperativefishtagging.org, so you can report a tagged fish one of three different ways, actually through the Facebook page as well. That's where we keep the most updated information. So that's on the Coastal Angler Tagging Cooperative.
That's the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Coastal Angler Tagging Project.
That's
mouthful.
Yeah. I know.
What does a guy do when he catches a tagged fish? I mean, do you keep the tag? Do you just put the info on? Like, what in the most ideal scenario, what would you guys love to see an angler do if they got lucky enough to catch one?
Absolutely. So if it's legal fish, obviously you're more than welcome to keep it if you want to. That's okay. Ideally, the angler would leave the tag in the fish, just get the tag number, where they caught it and when they caught it, and a length of the fish, and then release it with the tag still left in the fish. That way it can get recaptured multiple times. Because one of the things we've learned from this project is how the resource is really shared between anglers. And we say that all the time, you know, release this fish so someone else can catch it. But it's really true. We've had fish recaptured 6-7 times from different sport boats. So we tagged it on the Daily Double with Fred Huber, and then a couple weeks later it'll get recaptured on the Point Loma, and a year later it'll get recaptured by a private boater, and then again on the Premier. So
no way.
Yeah,
that's wild.
So these fish are really being shared between everyone. It's really incredible.
A majority of the fish being caught on the half-day boats?
It's about half and half, I would say,
really?
Half-day boats and private boaters.
Private boats,
yeah, I'd say it's about half and half.
And one thing I noticed when I caught that fish was the tag was obscured. It was all full of growth and
they
stuff like that.
They get a ton of algae.
Common?
Yeah, so it depends on what depth the fish lives in. For the rockfish, when they're down 200-300 feet, you get very little growth, maybe just a little fuzzy haze.
Mm-hmm.
The calicos, when they're in the kelp bed, that's where you've got a lot of light and a lot of growth potential for that algae. So you can get long stringers of little baby kelp on there. So you just want to scrape it off so you can read the tag number and the phone number on the
Tag. Okay. And then what was the return on the rockfish?
Let's see. We tagged a couple thousand rockfish. We've got a few hundred recaptures so far.
Wow.
And that's a relatively new project. Those tags have only been in the water for about a year. But that's been really important because the goal of that project was to tag juvenile cow cod because, you know, historically cow cod were hit pretty hard for years and years. They were shut down in 2000, and cow cod are what really dictate our rockfish and bottom fishing regulations even today. So our goal was to get an estimate of post-release mortality of cow cod when we're using descending devices because you have to release them by law when you catch them, right? So the question was, if we use descending devices, which are becoming more and more popular, how well do these things survive? And Nick Wegner and John Hyde at NOAA, they were working on measuring post-release mortality of adult cow cod out on the 43. But this project was focusing on juvenile cow cod in nearshore areas. So now that the population is rebuilding, which it is, way faster than anybody ever predicted, we're starting to catch a lot more juvenile cow cod in areas like the 270 right off Mission Beach. We want to know how well they're surviving, and they're surviving really, really well. Right now we have 70 or 80% survival rates on the adults and the juveniles, so across all sizes. Things are looking pretty good when you use descending devices correctly.
So descending devices work?
Yeah, they really seem to be working. And I mean, it's a heck of a lot better than 0% survival when people just throw them over the side.
And what great info for us as anglers, because, you know, Fish and Game can legitimately say, hey, these things clearly work, and as long as you're using this, it's not a problem to potentially fish in an area where cow cod exists, which
Absolutely.
Could not only lead to less closures, but potential more openings, deeper water, things like that.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
And we've already gained, so it used to be that the depth restrictions were at 50 fathoms in Southern California, and because of the use of descending devices and the realization that post-release mortality is really low when you use them for cow cod, that depth restriction was bumped out to 60 fathoms. So that gave us literally thousands of square miles across Southern California of more fishing that we didn't previously have.
Wow.
So my question is, you know, what's that magic sort of depth when cow cod are still surviving? Can we bump it to 70 fathoms?
Right.
And one thing I'd like to do is give a shout-out to some of the sport boats that have helped out along the way in this project. So the Outer Limits, the Sea Watch, the new Seaforth has been incredible in helping us tag these fish and report
awesome.
Recaptures.
Yeah, that's really cool.
A majority of these fish that they're going to capture, because we have listeners that stretch all the way to Santa Barbara, are going to be in the San Diego County region.
Yeah. So we've been tagging mostly in San Diego.
Do you ever get the bass or rockfish caught outside of this region?
Yeah,
with
so
a tag?
We've had a few recaptures, a very small proportion, you know, 1 or 2% of the recaptures, but they have traveled up to about 70 miles. So we've had some sand bass that were tagged just outside of San Diego Bay that were recaptured off Dana Point. We've had some small calico bass that were tagged in La Jolla Cove that were recaptured off San Clemente, so
it's
up
crazy.
By Trestles.
Wow. Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah, we've had some long-distance movements, but 99% of the bass, or the calicos anyways, that are being tagged and released are recaptured in their home kelp beds. So,
like that one I caught was within 100 or 200 yards of where
really?
It was caught before.
And that's the cool thing. If you call in a tagged fish, I can tell you exactly where we, how far away we tagged it originally, so you can get a sense of how far it moved and how much it grew over that time period.
Is that typical of calico bass? Is it their residence of their little spot there?
Yeah, you know, calicos, sand bass, sheephead, whitefish, all of these species tend to have, at least on a day-to-day scale, they have a nighttime area where they hang out and a daytime area where they hang out. So they go from feeding to, you know, nighttime dormancy back and forth. So they have that repetitive diurnal behavior. And then seasonally, you may see some migrations, especially for barred sand bass, because we know they aggregate in the summertime. So they migrate to those areas. But most of the other species tend to stay in their sort of home kelp beds.
Cool. Well, shoot, so much to talk about with Lyle, but Elena, Sport Fishing Association of California, what is your job at the Sport Fishing Association working with Captain Ken Franke?
It's hard to follow Lyle up
and down. Yeah. Oh,
are you impressed? He is your husband,
I'm
so
very
you should
impressed.
Be impressed.
So yeah. So I work as the Director of Science and Communications, and basically I kind of seek out projects where I think that the fleet can work with NOAA and the Department of Fish and Wildlife on data collection efforts and sort of help them sort of speak the same language. Sometimes, you know, the two groups may not understand each other, so that's really my job, is to help them understand each other, and we represent the fleet to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I might say, oh, there's a bit of a data gap here. The fleet has access to the fishery in a way that the scientists may not. So I can propose that to NOAA and say, I think we should collect this data. Would this be useful for you? And they say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great. Let's make it clear that Elena does not deal with Mexico issues. She does not deal with political issues. So if you have any of those questions, you'll have to call the Sport Fishing Association.
Yeah, I mean, fisheries is political, I think, but yeah.
There's some political, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely not really into the Mexico stuff, but we are heavily involved in the Mexican
of course.
Stuff at SAC, yeah.
But that's not your job.
No, I'm Canadian.
Yeah. I'm proud of being Canadian.
I'm proud of it.
Right?
Yeah. Green card carrying Canadian.
Yeah, that's
now.
Right, yeah. And you and Lyle just recently were married, right?
Yeah, October 1st, last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how did you guys meet? You met in doing fishery stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved down here to go to grad school at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And Lyle was back to his tagging. He was working on the tagging project, and he needed assistance.
And you offered
very
assistance.
Good data scribe.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. And you'll see Elena running around a lot of times at the sport fishing landings with big rulers and clipboards and measuring stuff, and that's kind of your job, right, to collect that data.
Yeah, that's we devised this project to collect length frequency data for tunas that are being caught on the boat. So those giant rulers or calipers that we had custom made, and a bunch of the sport boats are measuring tunas for us. And then we take that information and we give it to NOAA, and they're using it in management. Really awesome.
Which is really unprecedented. I mean, SAC plays an incredible role representing the fleet in and of itself, but to be collecting data that is then used directly in management, I mean, that is unprecedented, and it really helps when management decisions come down the road later. It gives us as recreational fishermen a much stronger seat at the table.
And how important is it for us to have a voice with all the thoughts of bluefin tuna? And, you know, everybody hears the headlines, oh, they're endangered, and there's, you know, 4% of the original population, and then here's this fleet of people who see it every day, who are all experiencing the best it's ever been, and here's an official, you know, look, this is what they're catching, and this is what they're seeing, and these are fish of potential breeding size, and all these, you know, good things that would just be gone, you know, that would just be maybe not swept under the table, but not known.
Maybe not noticed.
Exactly, that's huge.
Yeah, so all this size information that SAC is collecting, and that the sport boats are collecting directly, that gets fed directly into stock assessments, and with that new data, you know, we'll see what the next stock assessment says, but I, you know, it'll probably end up looking a little bit more favorable given the improvements in conditions we've seen in the last few years.
So Elena's data actually helps your cause too, and what some of the work that you're doing, or is it kind of a different division?
It's different, but anytime we're filling gaps in what we don't know, you know, anytime we're adding data where it was previously we didn't have any. It's beneficial for everyone. It's beneficial for the fleet, managers, scientists. So,
and that's really where I think the fleet can step in a lot of ways, because the fleet has access to the resource in a way that, you know, not that fisheries managers or scientists don't want to, it's just that they, you know, they don't have that access, in a way that these guys are on the water all day, every day. And that's where I kind of think, oh, you know, maybe we can collect this kind of information.
Sure.
And if it's useful... you know, and all these projects that I work on are signed off on by the managers. So it's all vetted by, you know, the scientists and the managers. And I should hire Lyle for my PR, though.
Like you say, though, what an opportunity for them. I mean, they're trying to make decisions based on, the stocks and things like that.
Yeah.
And what do they have, a boat that they can charter or a couple of boats? Here, you know, Elena represents a fleet of, I mean, hundreds of boats that are out every day, you know, seeing thousands of fish. I mean, what an opportunity for them to collect information.
And they're collecting sophisticated information. And, you know, these guys are, they're collecting information as if they're acting as scientists. And I'm really proud, and it's really amazing. And I get asked to speak on this project, you know, at international conferences, and it's so well received.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And do you find that the captains and owners of the boats are in the Sport Fishing Association California group are very cooperative with helping you out with this information?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, grant money that supports a little bit of a monetary incentive, which always is helpful.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them don't even want it. I was told last week by one of the guys, take the money and go get yourself dinner. And I was like, no, like, you've been the one measuring the fish. You know, no, you're keeping, but so, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's great.
It's great because, I mean, as fishermen, there's plenty of people who have the thought of, I don't want this information going to something that's going to be negative towards me. So, you know, there's plenty of thought of any time, you know, there's change, whether good, bad, or indifferent, there's an overall percent of fishermen that just, I don't want anything to do with anything. I don't want that, you know, and I'm sure you guys both run into that all the time, but how great it is to see something that so directly is a benefit to what we get to do.
Yeah, the more involved everybody is, the better off we all will be.
Exciting stuff. Speaking of being involved, we've got such an amazing show for you today. In addition to Lyle and Elena talking about this great program that they work with, both of them, we have Hunter Harding, who's going to join us later on in the show. He used to basically run for the Navy San Clemente Island. And Hunter's going to join us on the phone and talk about the issues facing us right now at San Clemente Island and talk about how we can cooperate with the Navy and what we need to watch for to make sure that we keep our privilege to be able to fish around that island. So that's a very important thing. Also, Steve Moat's going to call about the big CCA California event at the Portuguese Hall happening today, a big fundraiser later on today at the Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island. It's going to be a great show today.
You're not kidding, man. Lots of fun and so much great information to talk about. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you this morning. Give us a call. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First, you can reach us on our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only will we be talking all kinds of great fishing information, answering your questions, lots of great stuff coming to the show today, we are also giving away a fantastic prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. And in addition to go fishing on that great three-quarter day trip where those guys have seen some amazing fishing again this week, you're also going to get an Ahi USA SoCal Tuna Kit, and it includes the Assault Diamond Jig in both the 4 and 6 ounce size, the Live Deception Jig at 4 ounce and 2 ounce, and the Bluefin Killer. You're going to get two of the Assault Diamond Jig in the 10 ounce glow size. All that's courtesy of our friends at Ahi USA, so a great, great prize pack for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Both all those great Ahi jigs and a trip aboard the San Diego with Captain Ryan Bostian at a C4 Sport Fishing. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and I got to tell you, with the local fishing going on, we're talking bass fishing.
Man. Is there
Calcutta?
Calcutta D, fantastic reel, and my new favorite for sure, that brand new Tranx 300.
Oh, the Tranx 300, that's the next level.
Yeah, the best in low profile design saltwater bass reel ever. It still has the great variable braking system, more power, more torque. They're lighter, very, very comfortable, very large line capacities for such small reels to fit in your hand. It's the perfect SoCal bass reel.
Literally fit right in your hand, that 300. And the 400 size, too. If you want something bigger, you want to throw some of those big MC surface swim baits,
Exactly.
That is a perfect reel for that. Big rod, heavy rod. You can throw surface iron with that 400.
And how about a reel that's perfect in the arena of calico bass fishing, and at the same time you can jump offshore and catch a kelp patty yellowtail, a dorado, or a school-sized tuna with a popper? It's a reel that when you make that investment, it's certainly not just going to live in the bass world.
You bet. Even take it up to Alaska and catch salmon and halibut with it, is what we did last week. Hey, it's great. The Tranx 300 400, brand new from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members ships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are definitely packing up. If you want to get through, there's literally only one single phone line open to get to the show. That's the toll-free number, 877-792-1090. You can also give us a shot at 858-457-1090.
And, hey, we have a great guy on the line, Steve Moat, who's helping out and kind of helping Steve and the gang over there for the big CCA benefit today at the Portuguese Call. Good morning, Steve.
I'm also a veteran recapturer at La Jolla. In 2014, I was fortunate enough to catch one of those bass. One thing that was interesting is that the tag was almost completely encased in red algae, and it was a little difficult to see because it was very carefully placed right next to the dorsal fin. But it was very exciting to do that. And when I called in to make my report, I was informed that they had a raffle program, that if you called in a report, you were able to enter into a raffle for, I believe it was a gas card at the time. Is there still a program like that going on?
So the raffle, the funding for the raffle was in the first phase of the project. That funding ended. Right now, we don't have any funding for rewards, unfortunately. But that's the next order of business with this new phase of the tagging program. We definitely want to be able to give back to folks who are reporting these tagged fish. The best way we can do that right now is tell you about the fish and where it came from and how much it's grown and how far it's traveled and that kind of thing. But I'd love to be able to get some T-shirts for the project going or another raffle, that kind of thing. So
maybe we can get like a sponsor or something like that.
I know. Oh, we need to work that out. Good idea.
Like one of the manufacturers maybe would be involved with putting together a T-shirt. The program.
I think that's awesome.
Yep. We can help.
Great idea.
Yeah, some groups have been really supportive. Big Hammer is giving us a bunch of swim baits along the way, tagging. So, it's a great idea.
All right. I like it. I like that idea. We want you to continue with
that. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great segue into the reason why I've called in this morning. Funding is a huge issue in the preservation of our rights to the resource.
Absolutely.
All of our funding for CCA is fully covered by the generosity of our patrons. And the fishing community has stepped up this year and provided us with some unbelievable prizes for our live auction and for our raffle. It really ties into how we generate our funding. We would love to get somebody to write us a check for $1 million, and you know, then we'd really have something in our war chest in order to support our efforts. But in the meantime, we have these events. This will be the fourth one in California where the sport fishing community comes together and provides us with tremendous prizes. That gives the general fishing community an opportunity to come and essentially donate to us, but with the opportunity to be rewarded by something that is of value in kind to the donation they provide through their purchase of raffle tickets and in the auction. So to that end, I want to make sure Pete knows we are putting two tickets into your lucky winner program. There'll be two tickets to the event available for that today. The event's at 5:30 this evening till 9:30 down at the Portuguese Hall just off of Sheller Island Drive.
Yeah, great event. It's the beer and tapas event. Food is great. The beer is great. I know you guys have put a lot of effort, Steve Pazel and yourself and the whole San Diego group for CCA. Is really, and this is the big event. This is a big fundraiser. There'll be people here from Texas, from CCA National. Be a lot of people from the local area, and it's a really fun event. Last year was a great time, and this year is going to be even better. So 5:30 p.m. at Portuguese Hall. On Shelter Island, great venue, great food, great event, and unbelievable prize. How many dollars in prizes did you say?
We're in excess of $20,000. Just a little recap for the live auction. We have some unbelievable prizes. We have a five-day Cedro sport fishing for one individual. We have a tail hunter out of La Paz, 4 days, 3 nights with fishing. We have a Red Rum Cabo, a multi-day for 6 individuals to stay in a condo and fish on a 33-foot boat.
Wow.
We've got a Penn 50W 2-speed Cal Sheets reel available and comes with a yummy flyer generously provided by Fisherman's Landing. We have a bottom scrub for 1 year of bottom scrubbing. That thing's worth a lot of money. If you've got a boat in the water, this is an opportunity for you to get it taken care of for a year by entering that raffle. Last but not least, we have the firefighters' dinner that happened last year also, and this year it will be up to 6 people eat at a firehouse in Rancho Santa Fe.
That is such a cool prize. What a cool, yeah, I remember that one was a very, that was a, the firehouse prize was a big one from last year. That's everybody was all excited about that one. You basically get to go, and the guys are going to prepare everything for you, is that right?
That is it, and so it will be a private dinner at the firehouse. All of the cooking and serving will be done by some of our firefighting heroes from the Rancho Santa Fe District.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, great event, 5:30 p.m. today. Can we get tickets at the door, Steve?
Yes, you can. It's $60 admission, which also includes a one-year membership in CCA.
That's a deal.
And so then you come in, and we have we got kind of a unique situation with the way the tickets are going. Instead of getting a big string of those, you know, Siamese tickets that you got to have them all spread out, we have tickets that are, they have 5 identical numbers on each ticket. So that gives you 5 chances of that number. We have them all arranged on a lanyard. You can buy a $100 group and get a special ticket for a $100 side raffle. You buy $300, you get 2 tickets, one for the 100 and one for the 300.
Fantastic.
You buy 500 tickets, and you get a ticket for a $100, $300, and $500 side raffle, and they're tremendous gifts.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Steve Moat for the CCA, big event today at the Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island. Tickets at the door, $60. Go on down there, support CCA, and have a great time tonight. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Now we're going to move on to see our buddy Jeff Mariani from Cedro's Tackle. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Jeff.
How you guys doing?
Man, I posted on Facebook this week a picture of 2 guys in a kayak catching Dorado at Cedro's Island. Wait a minute. That's an offshore species on kayak? What?
Yeah, I don't want to take away from the great show you guys are having a super fun time listening, but I got to let everyone know the fishing down at Cedro's is absolutely ridiculous right now. Yellowtail is wide open, and yes, this week with the Sea Samurai charter, we got into yellowfin tuna and 2 days in a row, Dorado. on the kayak. So, yeah, super, super fun. Everything is just, you know, full speed down there. The yellowtail are right out front of the marina. Tuesday afternoon, we released 25 fish in 2 hours right there in front of the marina, literally 100 yards out. And I'm not talking small ones. I'm talking hogs, 25 to 35 pounders, just
wow,
wide open on the yo-yo iron. Just ridiculous
so
fishing.
Cool.
Anyone going down, you're going to have a great, great time. Lots of sun, a little bit of wind down there on the backside, but all the good fishing's going on right now on the lee side of the island.
Sweet.
And just a ton of bait. And, I mean, we caught two Dorado one day, 150 yards off of the shore. They were chasing flying fish on the front side of the island. So, you know, look around when you're out there in your Ponga. Slow your Ponga driver down.
Yeah, no
take
kidding.
A good look. It is absolutely alive over there and just super, super fun fishing.
Well, that's the advantage of fishing on your Hobie kayaks there is you're forced to slow down a little bit and really take in the whole beauty of the whole island there. Now, I understand you're totally sold out for this year, and you're almost sold out for 2018 with Cedros Kayak and Cedros Tackle.
Yeah, you're right, Pete. I've been adding some trips in October, and I've already sold two of those. So there's still maybe four spots that I could probably sneak some guys in this year if someone wanted to go down. Next year, yeah, it's looking crazy already. We have 17 trips on the books out of our 20 that we were planning, so I might have to add a few more there. But, you know, our place is a little different. We're, you know, it's real exclusive, very personal. Only 3 to 4 guys at a time with a guide. So just, you know, a lot different experience than you'll get, down the island, because we're showing you, you know, the island. Like you said, being on the Hobies, you know, you're just kind of staying in an area more and really utilizing what's going on. And there's a lot going on. I mean, up and down the front side. I mean, there's 20 miles of bait over there. There's yellows from Punta Norte all the way to the south end of the island. All you got to do is slow yourself down and take a look around, and you're going to set yourself up for a great time. So
awesome. It's an awesome experience.
Really, really fired up.
And I don't know how you do it for the price that you charge, Jeff, but it's a bargain price, too, and a very exclusive deal. How do we get a hold of you? We want to grab those spots in October or book for next year.
Thanks so much, Pete. You could contact me directly, 760-412-2507. Love talking about the island. Feel free to call with any questions. You know, you're going traveling with someone else, doesn't matter. Love talking about the island. And you could also go to our website, cedroskayakfishing.com, and email me directly, jeff@cedroskayakfishing.com. Our tackle shop also, I just want to mention it real quick. We've had a tremendous support from all the tours down there this year. I want to thank all of those guys, Rosie and Al especially, for all the support they've been giving me all year. You know, we're already communicating and setting up for a great 2018. So everyone's just really helping to enhance the overall experience of Cedros Island. And it's just really becoming a great team down there. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah, and that's it. Cedros Tackle, if you forget something, if you don't want to bring your own stuff, you have rental rods and reels, you have all the iron, all the plastics, all the stuff that you need to fish Cedros.
Absolutely. We're adding new guys, you know, new vendors every year. And this year we added kicker jigs and war baits to our lineup. So guys are getting to really, you know, those kicker jigs were just working so good on this yo-yo stuff. Their 25 heavy was just, we were destroying it down there on Justin's jig. So
awesome.
Yeah, really, really good time. Afrin was just down. We're all using the Warbait lead heads. The 2 ounce variety seem to be working really good for the bass, getting your bait down faster. There's just too much going on, too much bait and everything down there. So you need something that's a little different, you know, a little bit more speed, little something different, to get those fish to really react, because there's just so much food for them. Every fish is just stuffed. Doesn't matter if you're catching a yellowtail, calico bass, you know, the tuna had, you know, tons of micro little mackerels in their bellies. The Dorado, same thing. So there's a ton of red crabs down there still, too. So anything that you're catching down deep is stuffed with red crabs. So just the most alive I've seen the place in a few years, by far.
You're fired up, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Great job, Jeff.
Back, too.
Appreciate
I'm going
it.
Back next week with Sport Fishing Financial. So, yeah.
Oh, with Rick Jensen. Yeah. Rick's all fired
Absolutely.
Up. Well, have a great
Absolutely.
Trip, and thanks a lot for the call. CedrosTackle.com. Book your trips now. I've done it. It's an awesome adventure, and I can't wait to do it with you again, Jeff.
Thanks, Pete. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Well, that's brought to us by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. Let's jump into the phones. They are absolutely jam-packed. Everybody wants to talk to Lyle and Elena. And why don't we start it off with Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, well, I was wondering about the calico bass and that compared to the sand bass. Do they have the same growth rate? I know calicos are, you know, it takes a long time to reach that 14-inch limit. But what about sand bass?
Very similar growth rates. So a 12-inch fish was about 4 to 5 years old. That's the old legal size. Now the new minimum size is 14 inches, as you know, and that's, you know, probably a 6 to 7 year old fish. And it's the same for calicos and barred sand bass.
And what's your take on that new size limit? Are you for it?
That has been an incredible thing for the calico fishery. We took a little bit of a hit for a couple of years, obviously, because a lot of those 12-inch fish took a little while for them to reach the new minimum size limit, that 14-inch size. So it took about 2 to 3 years for that to happen. But now the calico fishery is incredible. People pulling up, you know, 14-inch fish when they used to be 12 all over the boat. I mean, that's amazing. You talk to any of the half-day or three-quarter-day captains, the calico fishery is just on fire, especially right now. I mean, the bite is incredible.
How has that helped the future for calico fishing?
Yeah. So it used to be a 12-inch fish had a year or two to spawn. Now they have about 4 years
wow.
to spawn.
Big
so
deal.
It has doubled, effectively, the spawning potential of the entire population, which is huge.
Yeah.
And that's for calicos and sand bass. Sand bass are a little trickier because they form those spawning aggregations, and any species that aggregates when it spawns is more vulnerable, so they've taken a hit. But for calicos, that minimum size limit has been really, really important.
Yeah.
Well, I know that there's no probably way of knowing one way or the other, but you know, certainly nobody better to talk on it than somebody like yourself. Do you have an opinion on that sand bass? I mean, the reason that we don't see it in the same numbers, is it a cyclical thing? Is it a population thing? Is it all water? Is it because they got hammered too hard? I mean,
It's everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been landing sand bass for, you know, we have our first records go back to 1936. Somewhere in the ballpark of 700,000 to 800,000 fish a year if you average across that entire 80-year time series. So millions and millions of fish that we've caught, plus the environmental variability on top of that. And we've had some strange years lately. But the bottom line is when you have a species that aggregates during the spawning season, it's a bad idea to hammer that area at that time period, because you want those fish to be able to spawn. And, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we didn't really know the dynamics of the movement patterns and reproduction and migration of these species. And so we didn't really know the impact we were having. And now I think we're seeing some of those impacts.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Time to talk about wide open fishing, and that's always available at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, I was in there the other day. It was wide open. Fresh salmon, fresh halibut, fresh rockfish, fresh yellowtail, fresh bluefin tuna. I mean, you name it, they had it.
We wanted to do a little sushi thing at the house the other night, so we went down and got one of those hamachi blocks and an ahi block that were already perfectly trimmed, perfectly sized, everything. You just showed up, cut fish, put it on rice, and you look like a hero because you're the man that was able to make this giant sushi spread. All we did was unwrap the piece of plastic wrap, cut it up, and it's perfect. Everything those guys do there is fantastic.
Yeah, famous for their smoked fish and famous for those giant shrimp. And the party trays.
Oh.
Nothing better. If you're going to have a party, you order up a party tray. You'll be the hero. Guaranteed. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snow melt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff DuBois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it. Every line in the building's available. Everybody wants to talk to Lyle and Elena, so let's do it.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you, and good morning. That's some pretty amazing information about the recapture of some of those fish that have been tagged, especially when you consider the meter marks you get out on a boat. It seemed to me to be like finding the needle in a field of haystacks. That just blew me away. And speaking of descending devices, I'd heard recently that it was an alternative to needling largemouth bass when they've been caught in the winter and caught deep, and they've come up with a condition that people call rock cod, where their eyes are bugged out and their throats are full of that air bladder.
Yeah.
So I thought that might be a good idea to pass along. And another thing about the descending devices, I'd like to really feel confident when I'm out on my skiff that I've got it properly rigged so that I'm ready when I need it, so I'm not trying to put something together when that fish comes up bloated.
Yep.
I'm hoping maybe you guys can give me some inside baseball on maybe how long I need to get, or how much line I need to get down, and
how much
weight I need.
Yeah, what type of descending device are you using?
I'm trying to save those fish.
Yeah, what type of descending device are you using? There's a few different types.
The one I picked up is called a rock lease. I picked it up at a local tackle shop, or actually the local tackle shop that was at the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, the rock lease is fantastic. It's one of my favorites. The great thing about it is that you can drop the fish all the way to the bottom, which is really important. The closer to the bottom you can get these fish, the better off they're going to be. So you just take the rock lease, you clip it onto the lower lip of the fish. You can do two fish at a time even, which helps if you're, you know, fishing rockfish with a ganyon. Drop it down to the bottom, and you just give a good jerk, and that opens the spring, and it releases the fish, and they can swim away. And we have videos of this happening, and the fish do really well. The rock lease is fantastic. You probably want to use... If you're in an area where you might be catching multiple fish to release, you want to use maybe a pound or so of weight. And then the right setup that can hold that amount of weight if you're dropping them down 100, 200, 300 feet. So, you know, a stout rod, maybe on 30 pound, that you can, you know, wind up pretty quickly and get back to the surface.
Which now, how deep, I mean, if you're fishing, let's say you're fishing, 250 feet of water.
Yeah.
How deep do you want to drop that fish back?
Yeah. Ideally, all the way back to the bottom.
Ideally. Okay.
The minimum, we found in our research is you want to get the fish at least halfway down to the bottom.
Okay.
And they'll tend to do okay. So if you're using, for example, the Sequalizer, which is set at different pre-programmed depths, 50 feet, 100 feet, or 150 feet, you want to just use the setting that's closest to the bottom, essentially.
Okay. So how do you like the Sequalizer?
Love the Sequalizer.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, the Sequalizer and the Rocklease are
the two
favorites across the board when we talk about angler preferences.
What would be an appropriate amount of sinker to use for the average size rockfish we catch here? I know the Rocklease is real easy. You can just kind of snap on a torpedo sinker or a cod bar or something like that to add the weight. What's an appropriate amount of weight to keep on that thing?
Yeah, you want to get the fish down fairly quickly. So I would say 8 to 10 ounces will do most of our regular size sort of vermilions and olives and coppers, that kind of thing. Yeah, 8 to 10 ounces is probably good.
Rich, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into the phones, and this time we talk to John. He's calling us from Valley Center this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
Okay, so a question for Lyle. A couple things regarding the taggings for the calico bass. I remember calling you a couple years back when you must have just tagged a bunch, because we were fishing calico bass off the tip of La Jolla on the anchor, and the water was so clear we were purposely targeting just the tag calico bass, and we must have got 7 or 8 of those things.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. Remember talking to you about that. So the question I got for you is this. We've always practiced conservation on my boat, because it's my boat, I make the call on what we're going to keep. And we've always implemented voluntarily slot sizes on my boat, and, you know, 14 inches is ideally, you know, a keeper size, but we've been releasing calicos on my boat historically that were bigger than 17 inches just for brood stock.
Yep.
Is that pretty sound logic for you in terms of the growth rates for the calicos and making sure we've got those big ones in the spawning cycle?
Absolutely, yeah. Slot limits are a great way to go when we're talking about management of coastal species. It's a topic that has come up a lot in discussions with Fish and Wildlife. We don't have a slot limit for you know, most of our coastal species, but it's something that I think would be beneficial to a lot of the species. Generally, the largest breeders of any species, especially when you're talking about the basses, those have exponentially more eggs than the smaller fish, better quality eggs. And they maintain the genetics for those larger sizes. So releasing the biggest fish is critically important. So thank you for doing that.
Plus the eating quality of that smaller grade fish is so much better.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. A lot of times when fish get older, they've just become less palatable. It's different for different species, but that's absolutely true, yeah.
So what would be a good upper-end slot limit for a calico bass? Let's take an example.
Oh, I'd say 14 to 17, 18 inches would be ideal. Anything over about 17 inches, I would probably release.
And how big is a 17-inch calico bass?
I'll say, what, four pounds?
4 pounds?
Five pounds,
yeah. That's a big fish.
Yeah, that's a good
big
fish.
Big enough.
Yeah. So the fish in that 2 to 4 pound range, you know,
yeah.
You want to take a few home to eat, that's great.
Do you foresee the possibility of a slot limit from Department of Fish and Wildlife?
Possibly. You know, it's been a while. Let's see, the size and bag limit regulations were implemented, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Do we want to revisit any of that? I'm not really sure. It's been talked about, and it may come up down the road. Who knows?
You, again, you know, nobody has a better handle on it than you. In your opinion, what, you know, the change to the 5 fish and 14, was that a major success? Was it a moderate one? You know, is it enough that it should sustain things for a while? I mean, and I know this is just a personal thought, not necessarily, this is the way. But
I think for calicos, it was a major success. You know, a lot of people, when they go out and fish calicos, are fishing catch and release anyways, and that's really, really important. You know, when I look at a kelp bed, I don't see, in terms of the calicos, I don't see a vast ocean where they're swimming all over the place. I think of it more like I think about fishing largemouth in San Vicente or El Cap. If everyone kept their fish in those lakes, you know, we wouldn't have a largemouth fishery. The reason why bass fishing freshwater is so good is because everyone fishes catch and release. So it helps when you look at a kelp bed. Think of it like a lake because the fish aren't really leaving the kelp beds all that much.
And proven by your tagging program.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. By the tagging work, yeah. Absolutely. So when you're fishing catch and release and with these new size limit and bag limit regulations, things are looking really well for the calico population.
Hey, Elena, how do you feel that the Sport Fishing Association of California fleet would accept a slot limit? I know they were very resistant on the 14-inch size limit, and we kind of had to kind of deal with some stuff there, and now they're starting to see the fruits of the what really came from that. How do you think that would it be the same? Would they kind of resist on the slot limit, or would they be more accepting of that?
Oh, Pete.
Tough question.
Seriously.
No,
they might be listening. Jeez.
Tough. I put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot, eh? I think there'd be a bit of resistance, absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe just because they're trying to think about what their customers
would
want. But, you know, they tend to come around. And I've heard, what Lyle's saying, I've heard a tremendous amount of support from the fleet in terms of now the results they're seeing from these management changes that happened. And now they're like, wow, this is really impacting us in a positive way.
Yeah.
So there may be a little initial, resistance. But these are very, conservation forward-thinking captains and anglers,
no question,
in my opinion. And they are. And, I mean, if you can explain to them the benefits and why, I think they would be responsive, but it's not. It's not happening right now. So.
No, but I can say this though in discussions with Fred Huber and the Daily Double and some of the other captains, I think it would be more receptive on the upper end size limit release on the slot limit idea than the 14-inch size limit. I think they'd be more accepting of that because you talk to guys like Fred Huber and they encourage people to release the bigger bass.
That's what I was going to say. It's commonplace already to see, the friendly, and it's both captain, crew, and other anglers, a friendly ribbing of, oh, you're not going to keep that one, right? You're going to kick that guy back. And, you've already, everybody stepping on this boat's got an iPhone in their pocket that they can snap a picture of. I mean, I'm with you that if it came to that, I think that the big fish let go thing would be more accepted than some of the other regulations that have been put
in. I agree 100%.
It's done
a lot. Hey, thanks
already.
A lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
All right. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This might not take interest to a majority of our sport fishermen here, but where do you think the grunion go after they're spawning? We never see them caught on... or in their bait receivers or in big bait balls like anchovies. And I was just curious. I know it'd be impossible to try and tag them, but where do you think they go?
Yeah, that's a great question. We don't really know, to be honest. Like you said, we can't really tag them. They're too small. We know where they are when they're spawning. They're up on the beaches. We do catch them and see them in the off season, in the wintertime, coastally. So I think they just disperse along the coastal areas and they mix in with the top smelt and all the other similar coastal bait fishes. They could be migratory to a certain extent, but we really don't know.
Mystery fish.
Yeah, kind of a mystery.
It's crazy for something that, when it's spawning is so well known about, but as soon as it's gone,
what happens?
As long as they come back, everything's fine.
Does it go into the bays and mix with the top you're saying?
Yeah,
does it go down the coast?
And that's one of those things, too, that, you could be fishing on your boat, near coastal kelp bed or something and see a ball of bait fish come by and it's anchovy. You brush it off as whatever it is, but could easily be,
That's cool. Awesome. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, it's coming up next Saturday, 1 week from today. It's our last San Diego County Ford dealer remote broadcast at one of our favorite spots,
no
El Cajon Ford, and your chance to qualify, the last chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing, the almost sold out Cedros Kayak Fishing. That's going to be an amazing, amazing prize. Oh, but wait, there's more. Second grand prize is a four-night fishing package for two to Palmas de Cortez and Baja's East Cape, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. You know, click the Alaska banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com and find some great deals right now down to Southern Baja or anywhere you want to go. Hey, you can also win that trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing and Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and, of course, Gary the Prize Cowboy. He's going to be there along with his helper, Tommy P. We'll be there with tons of stuff. Great time just for showing up. And you have a chance to win, your last chance to qualify to win those two great grand prizes, the Palmas de Cortez trip and the Fastlane Kayak and Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Hey, check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you next Saturday, 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m. at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon, of all places. How about that?
We'll be ready. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.